Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. And today we're going to be joined by USRA B-Mod driver JT Wasman. We're also going to hear from Mike Feggers from Lou Feggers Racing in Delano, Doug Miner from Miner's Outdoor in Blooming Prairie, and Andy from Ignition, right after a few words from our sponsors.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our Auto Clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles Wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by USRA B-Modified driver JT Wasman. And JT, first of all, congratulations on your 16th birthday and getting your driver's license last month. How did it feel to get that big milestone?
Oh, it felt really good, actually. It's easier for my parents, and it's really easier for me. I can go around. I can do a few things, and if I have to, I can run myself into Rochester instead of my parents coming all the way home and getting me. It's a lot of fun. It's fun driving on the road.
As a dad, I can definitely vouch for that, because when my son and daughter got their driver's license, it was so nice to have them run some errands that we had to do in the past.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Just going for a drive once in a while, it feels really good.
Let's get into your current schedule right now. You just started two-a-day football practices, and I remember those in high school. They were not fun, plus some fundraising for the team. What school do you play for, and what position do you play?
I play for the Pylon Panthers, and I am currently at guard for our team, for the varsity football team.
You're obviously a pulling guard.
Yes.
So a lead blocker for the running backs.
Yep.
Nate Wasman, number 52, is your uncle. How big of an influence has Nate been on your racing career?
Nate has been an extreme influence on me since I was a kid. It's just amazing watching him and going through what he's been going through, having a bunch of different cars and seeing how they react, and then my grandpa giving me a chance to do what almost close to what he gets to do right now. It's amazing how much he's taught me throughout the years and how much experience he has given me. Just little tips and pointers help so much for this USRA class.
You just arrived at your grandparents' house, and you're going to get the car cleaned up from the weekend. Your grandfather also raced and was track champion at Nobles County Speedway in Worthington. Tell us a little bit of history about your grandfather's racing career.
My grandpa started back in the 70s, and it's been quite the experience. It's cool listening to a bunch of old stories they talk about. My grandpa's brother started it in the 60s, and then that's how my grandpa got into it. And so when he started at Nobles County, which was cool. And it's been just kind of dialing down. And my dad did it for a little bit, then he got out of it when I started. And my uncle's been doing it for 20-some years, I think.
Because of your family's history, you go back to Nobles County and race when you have an opportunity. In fact, you have two wins, including last Saturday night. What do you remember about both of those victories at Nobles County Speedway?
The first victory was amazing at that track. I put on a good show, and the driver that ended up getting second, he led most of the race, and then I got him in with a few laps to go. We ran each other clean, and it was amazing. And when I got to the victory lane, I couldn't believe how many family members were there. It was like a big family reunion all over again at the racetrack. It was amazing because there was family from my mom's side and then plus from my dad's side. And it was amazing getting out of the car and just having so much fun. I couldn't believe how much people were in the crowd, and they yelled right back at me, and it was amazing.
For fans who have not been to Nobles County Speedway, is there another track you can compare it to? What is the size of the track, and what does it look like?
I can kind of compare it to Lansing Chateau Speedway. I can kind of compare it to that because the track is really similar, and there's a little bit of banking, but the track is so similar, but it's like the corners are opposite on the track.
Uncle Nate won at Deer Creek Speedway also last weekend while you were winning at Nobles County Speedway. That was a first, two Wasmans in victory lane.
Yeah, that was amazing. A little bit of our family was over at Nobles County, and we're just on our phones hoping to hear what goes on about my Uncle Nate, and all of a sudden we get the text that, Nate ended up winning. We're like, that's awesome, and we haven't even started our feature yet. And, of course, my dad was standing there with me. He's like, he's just joking with me, saying, oh, there's no pressure. While I start on the front row. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. It'll be fine. We'll be good. Car's fast. And we went out there, and it was a fun experience. This race car that we got last year in the middle of the year, we have not won with it yet. So it was amazing. We've been really close, but it's been good, and we've had our ups and downs.
You had to be thinking about Nate and Victory Lane while you're coming through 3 and 4 going, just get to the checkered flag.
Coming through 3 and 4, all I was thinking was, I really hope I do not get passed on this lap.
How old were you when you first stepped into a full-size modified, and where was that race, and how did you do that first night?
I was 13 or 14 years old when I stepped into a USRA B modified. And our first race was at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, and it was a big jump compared to what I drove for 7 years.
What was your first racing experience in?
A slingshot by Tobias.
And did you race that at both Mississippi Thunder and Deer Creek Speedway?
Yep, we started at Deer Creek Speedway when they first opened the little Button Buck Speedway track, and then in 2012, we decided, let's go over and try Mississippi Thunder, different racetrack, and we may have a little fun, and that's how we got started.
I met you this spring at Deer Creek Speedway's indoor car show in Rochester. Your car drew a lot of attention.
Yeah, there were so many people that came up to us, and it was crazy. It was crazy how many people said, your car is one of the best looking cars I've ever seen. And it's funny because we only use three main colors, and it looks pretty decent. And the main colors are just black, silver, and fluorescent red. And the way we have the design on the car, it really shows up on the racetrack, and it really pops out. It's kind of like there. It's right there.
Explain for fans who may not know what the number 2450 means on your windshield post.
2450, all that means is how heavy the car's got to be. If it's lighter than that, then you will probably get disqualified. You got to be over 2450 when you come across the scale pads into the tech area.
On Friday nights, fans can see you race at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin. What an awesome place to race.
Oh, that track is absolutely just crazy how fun that racetrack is. I like it a lot. We go over there every Friday night. It's so fun how competitive the classes are and just watching how many cars they get. There's normally 20 to 30 B mods a night at that track. A mods, they get up to about 15, I would say. The other classes, they've been getting a lot of hobby stocks this year. And the track is just so fun to race on after they redid it, and there's a lot more banking. It's a lot more fun, I think.
It is really deceiving from the stands, but when you're standing at the bottom of the track, it looks like an 8-lane highway, and those banks are like mountains.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how much they banked it. I think they added 8 feet to it, if I'm correct, and then they just put catwalks in, which it's even crazier how much you can see. You can see the whole thing.
Prior to the River City Rumble at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, you were on Thunder Talk with Dan Bailey and also fellow driver Casey Knutson, who has been on a dirt show. Dan is a really cool guy and does a great job on the mic over at MTS.
Yeah, Dan Bailey is an awesome guy. He's wanted to do a few interviews with me throughout the year and finally got to do a dirt talk show with him. So it's cool what he does.
You finished second at the Bayman B-Mod Challenge. What was that whole experience like to be out there with the best B-Mod drivers around?
That race was absolutely amazing because after a hard week before that, we ended up, the whole driveline of the race car ended up getting tore out of the car on Saturday night at Deer Creek Speedway. We got it fixed for that weekend, and that was also the same week of my birthday and football and a bunch of other stuff. And we ended up getting the car back together, and we came out, and the car was super, super good. The confidence in me with the car was getting a lot better, and we were holding our own kind of through the middle of the racetrack. And then there was a caution, and then Parker Hale jumped to the high side and ended up getting us on lap 18, so out of 30. And it was just a fun experience having the car back to what it should be. And it was a great time.
I've noticed over at that track there's a definite high line, there's a definite low line, and if the track is correct, you can run three wide somebody through the middle.
That is extremely correct. It's amazing how they have done on that racetrack and how fast it's been, and it's crazy how much lanes it has brought us, and we can run three wide going through the corner, sometimes maybe even four wide if a guy wants to be there. It's been awesome how the racing has been.
What are your goals for the remainder of the 2018 season?
Keep the car straight, keep it in one piece, and hopefully the bad luck is all gone after what happened on Saturday night.
Yeah, with football, you don't need to be spending any time putting the car back together.
No, we'll be racing on Saturday nights probably at Deer Creek Speedway. We'll be getting it back together, but football will be pretty much all day every week except Saturdays and Sundays. So we'll be working on the car through the week and see how it goes. Hopefully it plays out well. We'll be finishing the point standings at Mississippi Thunder Speedway and Deer Creek. We're not really racing for points. We're third at Mississippi Thunder, so it's going to be a fun experience.
Where can fans see the 51W running during the fall specials?
The 51W will not be at the Modified Nationals, but I think the 51W will be at the Fall Jamboree on Saturday night. I'll be playing football on Thursday and Friday, so I will not be there. But on Saturday night, I think we'll be at the Fall Jamboree, and then hopefully Nobles County Speedway will be having a end-of-the-year fall show on the 29th. They're still kind of debating about the 22nd or the 29th, and the 22nd is when the Fall Jamboree is happening, so hopefully they have it on the 29th, and we'll be there more than likely, and I think that'll end out our year and see what happens in 2019.
JT, thank you so much for your time to be with us here on the Dirt Show. Good luck throughout the rest of the football season, and we look forward to seeing you at some of the fall specials.
Yep, thank you very much. I really appreciate having me on here.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the Outdoor Dream Team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
You're coming out of turn four, heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers. Four racers, 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second-floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-Hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second-floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show. And today I'm joined by Mike Feggers from Lou Feggers Racing in Delano, Minnesota. And Mike, first of all, I want to start off by saying thank you to you for your donation of the vintage racing tires and tire rack to the IMCA Old Timers Club. How did that all come about?
You know, those tires, they've got to go to like the late 60s, early 70s. And when we moved from Wayzata and out to Delano here, we just kind of put them upstairs and kind of forgot about them. And one day we were doing a little cleaning and I found these like 10 tires. Since they'd been out of the sun, none of them were weather checked yet. They look virtually brand new yet, you know. And most of them are new yet, but, you know, a lot of times tires deteriorate, and these didn't. They looked really nice. So I had them sitting here, and, you know, some people wanted to buy them, and I didn't even know what to ask for them for a price. And they're too old. You know, if you had a vintage race car, they'd look nice on there, but, you know, I wouldn't want them to drive on them or anything. So I was kind of contemplating maybe donating them to the Knoxville Museum or something. Then one day I got a letter from the IMCA Old Timers, and I'm reading through it, and I go, you know, and I knew they had their display down in Farmington or at the Dakota Fair. So I thought, you know what? So I called Skip Pollock up, and I said, hey, are you interested in some really nice old tires to have at the display? And he said, yeah. So we built a little tire rack for him and gave them off to him.
And I tell you what, those tires have some heft to them because Skip handed me one of those, and there's a lot of rubber in there.
Yeah, unsprung weight wasn't a consideration back then. But, you know, there weren't a lot of choices for tires back then. You had the Firestones for the sprint cars, you know, the 16-inch, and some of those tires are actually recapped onto Firestone casings, 16-inch ones. And back when we first started, the only real new dirt tires we sold were Firestones, and almost all those were for sprint cars. And then the other ones for stock cars, we sold some Polk. They were called Polk recaps, and they were made in South Bend, Indiana. And then we sold the Hoosiers, and Hoosiers back then, when Hoosier first started, those were recap tires also. They weren't new tires, they were recaps. So basically for the stock cars, most of the stock car guys bought recap tires from us. And it wasn't until Firestone came out with this little 10-inch wide wheel for the stock cars, we called them cantilever-sided Firestone tires, that were real popular for the stock cars then.
You and Barb got down to the Dakota County Fair in Farmington this year to see the IMCA Old Timers display. What did you think of the fair and the display?
I'd never been to the Dakota County Fair. I've been to a lot of county fairs around the area, but almost all of them had racetracks, and we were always selling parts or tires at them. So I'd never been to that fair. It's a real nice fair. I was surprised how big it was. And then the Old Timers display with that permanent little gas station, I thought that was pretty cool.
I heard you even found a picture of one of your old cars looking through the picture books they had on display.
I did. Skip had these pictures that just John Osdick had from Elko, you know. And the last year I raced, drove myself, was in 1978 out at Elko. And then after that, we switched and started building dirt cars that my brother always drove. But I had that car. And actually, it was pretty fast. I should have won the point championship. Steve Merchick ended up beating me by like 4 points. I had to be in a friend's wedding one August, Saturday, August. So I ended up missing one night. But I had that car, and I was pretty proud of it. I never had a picture of it. All I've got to this day is a little button somebody gave me of it. You know how they used to do buttons with pictures of the race cars? That's the only picture I had of it. So Skip said he was going to get me a picture made.
What was your favorite car you drove during your racing career?
Well, I guess that Chevelle out at Elko was one of them that I really enjoyed. I had a dirt car that in 1975 that my dad gave me some tires to put on, and I actually made the 400-lap state fair race, so that was kind of a challenge, and we weren't going to win it, but we at least made it into the show, so that was kind of fun. And the thing I like most about the dirt racing is we could travel around where, you know, when I raced at Elko, it got to be kind of like a job. You had to be there Saturday, and you didn't have any other choices. So that's what was always kind of nice about the dirt racing.
We have a great time at the tracks watching the races and hanging out with friends. But when the races are over, then last Saturday night's races are history. Preserving those memories and statistics are an important part of it, and that's where the clubs like the IMCA Old Timers come in, preserving the past.
I agree. My dad was a member of the IMCA Old Timers for a long, long time, you know, and back then all those people were older. Now I go to the IMCA Old Timers thing, and I know almost everybody at it.
Isn't it funny, Mike? We're catching up with them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm right in line, so yeah.
Many fans still remember your father, Lightning Lou, in his number 66, and also his racing parts trailer that went all over to races in the region. Lou Fegger's Racing is still offering the same personal service with a modern twist, allowing racers to order online.
Yes, and to be honest, I was always against that, mainly because I always felt like I had to help people with their decisions, so I kind of wanted them to call. We're progressing. We're actually getting into the online ordering and sales and stuff like that.
And I feel the same way, walking around your shop to be able to pick up the item that you want to purchase and physically touch it and compare it to what you need instead of looking at a photo, then being able to pay for it and take it with you. I'm still that kind of shopper.
I am too. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't ever buy anything online, but I'm kind of old school. I kind of like to support the local people if I can. And same thing, I want to see what I'm buying. I don't want to buy it looking at my computer.
How did Lou Fegger's Racing end up in its current location in Delano from your parents' basement?
Well, we were in a couple different locations. Originally, we were doing it out of my parents' basement, and then the city of Orono said we couldn't do that anymore. So we actually had a shop in Navarre, and we had that there for quite a while. We did the tires and wheels out of there, and we actually did, for a while, we were building engines, and we did a lot of regular customer, you know, repair work, switching motors in streetcars. And back then, you did whatever you could to generate income, so it wasn't just race car parts. Then we ended up moving to Wayzata, and we were renting half this building, and we had our race car parts in it, and on the other half, a gentleman had an auto parts business. And he was older, and we ended up buying his auto parts business, so we were in the auto parts and in the race car parts business. Then we moved to Long Lake, and we ended up selling the auto parts business off and moving the race car parts business out to Delano. That was in like 1985 or so.
Mike, both you and Steve are a wealth of knowledge for the race drivers calling in. Past experience can be your best friend when you are having an issue and are getting frustrated.
Oh, I agree. And I'd like to say that's one of my specialties, is being pretty helpful on the telephone. And I don't just specifically help people with our cars. You know, I've got customers from all over the five-state area that will call with technical questions, and it's kind of fun.
How are your drivers that you support doing out at the local tracks this season?
Oh, we've got several drivers running pretty good, but sometimes it's not even the people that are winning. It's the people that, you know, if I can help somebody that's running in 15th spot start running in 7th spot. That's, you know what I mean? That's kind of fun, too.
Lou Fegger's Racing is also an authorized Larry Shaw race car and a rocket chassis repair center. What does that mean for your clients running those chassis?
Well, both those companies, which we've dealt with for a long, long time, wanted to have somebody in the area that they thought would do quality work on their chassis, so that if you crash your rocket car, you don't have to go all the way to West Virginia to get it repaired. Same for Shaw cars having to go all the way down to Arkansas. So it's helped them out a little bit as far as their customers can get better service and get taken care of quicker.
Same-day shipping, what is your cutoff time for being able to get the parts out that same day?
Usually our shipping, you know, UPS and Speedy come here at about 3:30. So if we get the order by 2:30, we can usually get it shipped that same day.
What is the best way to find out more about Lou Fegger's Racing and contact you?
Well, ideally, I'd like to have people just stop in and look around. We can show them the showroom. We can show them our shop. Otherwise, online at loufeggersracing.com.
Mike, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show. It's always fun to get into a little old racing history and then talk some business.
Sounds good, Clayton. Thank you.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaners to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for cheap imitations. Buy Rhino, building the best since 1934. Pull what the pros pull, a Rhino. Check out the full line at rhinoag.com. The big boy.
toys. Dale Enterprises.
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your two- and four-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the two-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-sef.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is Steele County Fair time here in Owatonna, and that means it's time to talk to Doug Miner from Miner's Outdoor in Blooming Prairie. And Doug, I want to kick off by talking about your involvement down at Deer Creek. We saw you down there at the Harris Clash doing the 50-50 with the kids. You always have a smile on your face. You enjoy being involved with the local racetracks, and it's just something that brings a lot of joy to your whole family.
Yeah, it does. I'm real fortunate that my wife's into racing. My kids love it. You can't pass up the opportunity when you can help the youth in this country and, you know, expose them to some new stuff like racing and just the crowd coming together to support the Blooming Prairie youth and the wrestlers and someone winning $2,700 at the Harris Clash. And on top of it, seeing a wonderful race for the first time at Deer Creek Speedway, the Harris Clash, and hopefully there's years to come with that. And it was a complete joy for me.
You have kids already involved in karting. How has that been going? And I also hear you have a young one that might be into monster trucks. I think those things are expensive.
Yeah, it's, he wants to get into monster trucks. He's on his own. But no, this racing's been fun. Mike Schubert at 56 Speedway there, he puts on a fair race down at the Austin at the Moore County Fair, does a bang-up job with what he's got to work with. And on top of it, my kids went 1-2. They're in the same class, and so it's pretty competitive. And my younger one, Derek, who's 8, and Elizabeth, who is 12, they were going 1-2, and Derek was in the lead, and Elizabeth bumped him a couple of times, but it was pretty exciting. But they finished 1-2, so that made me pretty proud. And yeah, racing is just a good family sport.
Earlier this year when we sat down and met, had a great story about how you and Christy met. She was actually working at a hotel in Austin, and you were on a snowmobile race, and she seen this cool guy walk in the door.
Yeah, it was that was pretty interesting, and to come full story, you know, we were set on a blind date by a mutual guy, but she finally said yes, only because she had seen my picture in an interview, and I made the comment, once racing's in your blood, it's always in your blood. So she's like, I got to meet this guy, and the rest is history.
Golf carts. I don't know how many years we've been getting a golf cart from you during the Steele County Fair, but I don't know if a lot of people realize that you do event rentals. So if they're going to have a concert coming up or they're going to have an event, how soon should they get a hold of you, and how do you go about providing carts for events?
So a rental is a wide variety, from a single six-passenger cart for a wedding to a standard cart to run grandma back and forth somewhere to needing, you know, 100 golf carts, anything in between. It's easy to contact us. It's, you know, you can go through our website, or you can just call us at the store there, 507-583-2712. We are a busy company with the rentals, so the sooner you call, the better.
Years ago, you would rarely see a golf cart unless you were at the golf course. Now, you see them everywhere and are used for everything.
Yeah, it's that pendulum has swung. Not that there's not a lot of golfers in golfing, but the versatility of a golf cart is phenomenal. From, like I said earlier, running around on the farm to the fair event here to transporting people to get work done to just leisurely at the campground. Your imagination is your limitation on a golf cart.
This spring at our home and recreation show, you debuted the brand new robotic mower, and that is getting a lot of attention. I know we just went by your place last week on the way down to Deer Creek Speedway, and my brother goes, hey, he's got one running right out there. These are attracting a lot of attention.
Yeah, the auto mower truly is the wave of the future as far as mowing lawn. You know, I tell some customers what makes it right to mow the lawn the way we mow now. These auto mowers, they save you time. There's no gas, there's no oil, very energy efficient on their charging. They're automatic. Your lawn looks perfect all the time. Rain or shine, it's a wonderful thing.
For listeners who may not know, you also have a second location, more golf and utility in Lakeville in the industrial park. And you teamed up with us during a Dakota County Fair in Farmington, gave away some great outdoor power equipment. You even had the customers come over, set up the equipment for them, supplied them with fuel. You can't ask for much more, and you guys really know your way around the outdoor power equipment. Whether somebody needs a trimmer, a leaf blower, you can hook them up.
Yeah, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my sister Tammy, who's managing that store up in Lakeville. She's doing a wonderful job. She's got some great employees there that back her 100%. It's just a joy providing equipment for people to get that task done that they need to in the outdoor power equipment. And literally, it's from chainsaws, trimmers, to full-blown zero-turn mowers, to this auto mower, to even a utility vehicle to operate on the farm. So if there's a need you need in the outdoor power equipment, we can supply you from both, from all the way from the Iowa border to the northern side of the city. So, yeah, it's just fun to help people.
It's also chainsaw season. Going to be time to get that wood ready for the long, cold winter. I hope racing season lasts a little bit longer. We don't need snow yet, but when it hits, they're going to be cutting wood. You supply everything.
Yeah, we've got a full line of chainsaws, you know, from the I'm going to cut once a year to, man, I'm cutting, you know, every day for a living. So we've got supplies of oil and chains and safety apparel and all that stuff. And I recommend maybe not cutting today. It's a little warm out there. But, you know, whenever you got to get her done, we're ready for you at Miners Outdoor or at Moore Golf and Utility to supply your outdoor cutting needs.
Doug, whether I'm looking at a chainsaw, a zero-turn mower, a leaf blower, a weed trimmer, if a customer walked up to you and said, why should I buy Husqvarna, what's your response?
Well, I like to tell them, you know, manufacturers don't stray far from each other, but I can tell you our service at both locations is second to none. And Husqvarna, Grasshopper, Club Car, they produce a great product with a great price, and you'll have many years of wonderful service.
Doug, you're located right across from the cow barns here at the Steele County Fair. You'll be here through late Sunday night. And I know we say this every year, but when Sunday night comes around, everything you hauled down has to go back to Blooming Prairie. And if somebody's looking at cutting a deal, now is the time to stop by and see Doug at Miners Outdoor here at the Steele County Fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to talk to you. Love cutting deals at the fair. It's fun. Like I say, you know, helping people, fixing their problems with our product. Yes, we're across from the cow barns next to 4-H stand. Come check the auto mower out. It's actually mowing. Come and check out all the mowers we've got here, all the golf carts. Would love to set you up with something.
Doug, thanks for everything you do in the area to support local racing, and I can't wait to see a miner behind the wheel pretty soon.
It's my pleasure, and we're pretty excited for the future, too. Even my three-year-old is starting to do donuts in the go-kart out in the middle of the yard, so he's up and coming next. I have a feeling we're going to have four go-karts here pretty quick.
You and Christy are in trouble.
Amen.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
International steel erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISE is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISE also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you are looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see InternationalSteelErectors.com.
ISE is the place to be.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time. And then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And he's had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year. So we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you use the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it. And unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But, Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for the race car. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify Powerlift Doors. Powerlift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom Powerlift retrofit doors allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man here to remind you that Cookie's products aren't just for barbecue night. Let us make your other favorite meals and gatherings better too. Top your tacos with Cookie's Taco Sauce on Taco Tuesday. Smother your wings with our Wings and Things Hot Sauce for Wing Wednesday. Pair Cookie's Premium Salsa with chips for Fiesta Friday. Make all of your favorite appetizers with our products on Sunday Funday. Remember, smart cookies use cookies. Visit us at CookiesBBQ.com.
Cookies is the one.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I'm joined by Andy from Agnition. And Andy, last week was Farm Fest. Saw a lot of great people out there. I know you had customers stopping in constantly. And on display, you had different soybean and corn plants that you had pulled out of clients' fields. And let's start with the corn. When you gave me a tour of what we were looking at, you could physically see the difference in the corn with your products and without. And if you can physically see that, the internals of the plant are certainly making gains.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I mentioned that before, Clayne. We really like to spend a lot of time with our customers and with our interns out in the field looking at plants and pulling up plants very close proximity within the field with and without our product just to show some of the physiological differences we see in the plants because of it. You know, when you start talking about the corn, we very commonly are seeing a much larger, stronger root mass with deeper roots and with more root hairs, as well as very common to see increased stalk diameter, bigger, larger leaves, greener leaves holding on greener longer, we're at the time of the year. Now, where at least in our area, we were really wet earlier, but we're starting to see some effects of lack of rain for a while, and we see those plants tend to hang on and stay green a little longer into the stress.
The noticeable difference in the soybeans was amazing, and something when we were standing there talking is you said, when the soybeans start to get stressed, they don't fill the pods, and then there goes your yield. And you could physically see the stalk size and the size of the plants, and it was a big difference.
Yeah, at FarmFest especially, we had some really nice soybean examples of what we're seeing in the field there. And we had our Commence for Soybean product, which is a seed treatment, that was showing some really nice extended benefits, way out into this time of the season. We were seeing some very big differences in the plants, all driven based upon our seed treatments. So we're seeing much taller plants, but they were filled with pods top to bottom, and very heavily, especially at the bottom of the plants, if you recall, the number of pods was quite a bit different. And we're hopeful with some of the weather conditions that things will hold on, so those pods will turn on to beans in the wagon in the fall.
And also the test tubes with the root growth of the corn plants. That was very interesting.
We use little tiny rhizotron, so what that is kind of a clear test tube with a plant growing in it. And what's really neat about growing plants in that environment is you get a chance to see below the surface to see what the root structure is looking like in those small plants. And really had some nice examples there just showing how we can get those plants off to a better, stronger start from the beginning. And not only did the plants look better above the ground, but they looked much better below ground in the reach that they had out into the soil to access the nutrients and water.
If someone listening would like to find out more about how they can see these results on their acres, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is to go and check us out at agnition.com or to go to the Dirt Show website and click on the link for Agnition, and it'll take you to an offer that if you're interested in learning more, we'll actually send you a free knife out. So if you're interested in learning more and chatting with me or another member of the Agnition team, that's the best place to reach out.
Andy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Clint.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Napa Know How!
It's officially the best week of the year. Why? Because this week only, you get 20% off at Napa. And the only thing better than quality car parts is 20% off quality car parts. Okay, so we're a little biased, but don't wait, because the 20% off sale will be over before you know it. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating stores, exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer available July 9th through July 15th.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Tuesday night, August 7th, the Harris Clash at Deer Creek Speedway. Had a great night at the track, and also watch Jake McBurney win the hard-fought Sport Mod segment of the race. And we also saw Caden Carter in number 10 win the A-Mod division. They were racing at Kossuth County Speedway last Thursday night, August 9th, in the A-Modifieds, DJ Shannon over Tad Reitzel. In the B-Mods, Doug Cook over Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst over Brandon Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Jay DeVries. And in the Stock Cars, Elijah Zervenbergen over David Smith. KRA Speedway was also racing last Thursday night. In the 20-lap A-Modified A-Main, Dave Kane over Shane Sabraski. In the B-Modified feature, Brandon Merworth over Justin Froming. In the Mod 4s, Robert Holquist over Dean Larson. In the Peer Stocks, Taylor Gerberich over Austin Bauman. In the Sport Compacts, Matthew Dittman over Justin Skalitsky. In the Street Stocks, Justin Taman over Kyle Dykoff. And in the Superstock A-Main, Shane Sabraski over Cole Searing. Hancock County Speedway kicked off Night of 1,000 Stars last Thursday night. In the 50-lap Modified A-Main, Hunter Marriott over Caden Carter. In the 15-lap Sport Mod A-Main, the number 90 of George Nordman over Cody Thompson. In the Stock Cars, Jake Masters over Craig Burhau. In the Hobby Stocks, Cody Nielsen over Chance Halatz. August 10th saw Night 2, Night of 10,000 Stars at Hancock County Speedway in Britt. In the 50-lap A-Main, Ricky Thornton Jr. over Hunter Marriott. In the IMCA Sport Mod A-Main, Cody Thompson over Doug McCullough. In the IMCA Stock Cars, Derek Green over Elijah Zervenbergen. And in the Hobby Stocks, Chance Halatz over Cody Nielsen. Chateau Speedway was also racing last Friday night, August 10th. In the Modifieds, the 99 of Josh Angst over A.J. Roach. In the B-Modifieds, Brayton Cisneros over Mitch Weiss. In the Hornets, Nate Koopman over Sean Grabinger. In the Peer Stocks, Jesse Stahl over Chris Hovek. In the Street Stocks, Corey Adams over Brayton Brower. And in the B-Mods, Caden Kath over Brandon Hare. Last Friday night, August 10th, the USMTS Touring Series paid a visit to I-94 Speedway. Johnny Scott taking the checkered flag in the 40-lap A-Main over Dan Ebert. In the 20-lap B-Mod A-Main, Ryan Wettstein over Corey Jones. In the Economy Late Models, Brad Staples over Ben Walden. In the Street Stocks, Sean Caranda over Johnny Carter. Granite City Speedway was also racing last Friday night, August 10th. In the A-Mods, Dennis Check over J.T. Johnson. In the B-Modifieds, Brandon Merworth over Keith Thell. In the Mod 4s, Dwight Gillard over Dean Larson. In the Mini-Mods, Kelly Steele over Tayton Hansen. In the Sport Compacts, Corey Merworth over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Jordan Hinkmeyer. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, August 11th. In the A-Modified A-Main, Trevor Anderson over Troy Behrens. In the B-Modifieds, Derek Rink over Tony Knold. In the Economy Late Models, Chris Wilkie over Rick Schroeder. In the Sport Compacts, Brittany Smith over Noah Nelson. In the Stock Cars, Darren Landmark over Taylor Garbarich. In the Street Stocks, Ross Bierset over Mariah Brosick. And in the Super Stocks, Sean Fernks over Dan Nasalki. Saturday night, August 11th, Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa saw the Bobby Shryock Memorial. In the A-Mod 40-lap feature, Hunter Marriott over Ricky Thornton Jr. In the Sport Mods, Colby Fett over George Nordman. In the Stock Cars, Kurt Lund over Elijah Zervenbergen. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Chance Halatz over Cody Nielsen. And in the Outlaw Mini Mods, John Dolmage over Nathan Kilwine. Saturday night, August 11th, the USMTS Touring Series were at Ogilvie Raceway. In the 40-lap A-Main, it was Johnny Scott over Lucas Schott. In the B-Modified A-Main, Jeremy Nelson over Brandon Merworth. In the Mod 4s, it was Dean Larson over Robert Holquist. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night. In the A-Modified A-Main, Brady Gertis over Dan Ebert. In the B-Modifieds, Brendan Blazek over Sean Olson. In the Pure Stocks, Tanner Horn over Jesse Waldorf. In the Street Stocks, Jeff Krause over Ryan Sader. And in the Super Stocks, Ryan Kostreba. Arlington Raceway was also racing last Saturday night. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Brad Becker over Chris Playman. In the Sport Compacts, Scott Porter over Bubba Brown. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Eric Bissett. In the Carts, Cole Allen, Joey Reimers, and J.J. Reimers all seen a checkered flag. In the A-Mods, Brandon Beckendorf over Dalton Meggers. In the Outlaw Hobby A-Main, Rodney Manthe over Kyle Ropke. In the Sprint Cars, Zach Glazer over Brett Allen. And in the Stock Car A-Main, Sean Bruns over Dan McInthune. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night. In the USRA Modifieds, Nate Wasman over Brandon Davis. In the Super Stocks, Andy Miskwick over Jeff Brower. In the Street Stocks, Dustin Doty over Corey Adams. In the Midwest Modifieds, Mitch Weiss over Don Schaefer. And in the USRA B-Mods, Caden Kath over Jim Chisholm. Last Wednesday through Saturday, the 58th annual Knoxville Nationals were going on in Knoxville, Iowa. In the D-Main, it was Dave Blaney over Kevin Thomas Jr. In the C-Main, Sam Haferty Jr. over Spencer Basin. In the B-Main, Parker Price Miller over Darren Pittman. And in the 50-lap A-Main, Brad Sweet over Donnie Schatz. Last Sunday night, August 12th, the USMTS Modified Touring Series finished their sweep through the area at Mason City Motor Speedway. In a 25-lap A-Main, Terry Phillips over Lucas Schott.
And now a word from our title sponsors of the Dirt Show, the Dirt Experts, Agnition.
Farmers, tired of spinning your wheels? Get traction with Generate, a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates soil microbes to drive efficiencies in your fertilizer program. Catch the yield you've been chasing. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to the Dirt Show. See you at the races.